17 hours in the air, 9,000 miles, give or take, in a single unbroken leg from the western edge of Australia to the heart of London. For 7 years, that was one of the longest scheduled flights on the planet, and Qantas hung its reputation on it. In 2026, it's going away. Quietly. No farewell, no fanfare. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, where I take the headlines and tell you what they actually mean. Today we're talking about the death of the Perth to London nonstop, and why it's a more interesting story than a simple route cut. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, here's what you need to know. Qantas launched the Perth to London nonstop back in 2018. It was a genuine milestone, a Boeing 787 Dreamliner departing Perth, flying direct to London Heathrow. No stop in Dubai or Singapore, the way the old kangaroo route always demanded. It was marketed as the flight that finally connected Australia and the United Kingdom without setting foot anywhere in between. And it worked. Passengers loved it. The route ran consistently full, and Qantas leaned into Perth as a kind of western gateway between the two countries. So, if it was popular, why kill it? The headline doesn't tell the whole story. The reporting from Simple Flying lays it out, and it comes down to one word that every pilot in this audience already understands. Aircraft, specifically the right aircraft for the right mission. The Perth to London flight is being shifted. Instead of the 787 flying that ultra-long leg, Qantas is moving its London service back toward a hub model and repositioning where those Dreamliners do their best work. Perth doesn't lose London because nobody wanted to fly it. Perth loses the non-stop because Qantas has bigger plans for that airframe, and a new airplane coming that was purpose-built for exactly this kind of mission. That airplane is the Airbus A351-1000, the ultra-long-range variant. This is the aircraft at the center of what Qantas calls Project Sunrise. Let me explain why that matters. Because this is the real story project. Sunrise is Qantas's plan to fly the truly impossible routes non-stop. Sydney to London, Sydney to New York, legs that push beyond 20 hours in the air. The Perth nonstop, as impressive as it was always a workaround. Perth sits about 1,000 miles closer to Europe than Sydney does, so flying out of Perth let the 787 just barely make the distance. It was the longest leg Qantas could pull off with the airplane it had. The A350-1000 changes the math entirely. It's built to fly farther, carry the load, and do it from Australia's east coast, where the bulk of the population actually lives. When that aircraft enters service, Qantas doesn't need Perth as a stepping stone anymore. It can fly Sydney and Melbourne straight to London. So, the Perth nonstop isn't really being killed. It's being made obsolete by a better tool. This affects you if you care about where aviation technology is heading, and you should, because the principle here is one every pilot lives by. You match the airplane to the mission. The 787 was a remarkable airplane for that route in 2018. It was the airplane that could just barely do the job. The A350-1000 is the airplane that was designed to do the job from the start. Think about it in terms, you know, it's the difference between leaning out a fuel-injected single to stretch your range to the absolute limit of the tanks versus flying an airplane that simply has the legs for the trip with reserves to spare. One is a clever workaround. The other is the right answer. There's a second layer here worth flagging, and I'll mark this as my read on it rather than a hard fact from the reporting. Ultra-long-haul flying is brutal on equipment and crews. 17 hours in the air means duty time considerations, crew rest, fuel reserves over some of the emptiest airspace on Earth, the Southern Indian Ocean and Central Asia. Every one of those flights is an exercise in margins. When you operate that close to the edge of what an airframe can do, you give up flexibility. A headwind that's stronger than forecast, a payload that's heavier than planned, and suddenly your numbers get tight. The newer aircraft restores that margin. And margin, as anyone who's flown a long cross-country into deteriorating weather knows, is everything. Now, what does this mean for the average person listening? Directly? Probably not much, unless you're booking travel between Australia and the United Kingdom. But the trend underneath it matters to all of us. The whole industry is moving toward point-to-point flying. The old model was hub and spoke. Fly to a big connecting airport, change planes, continue on. The new generation of ultra-long-range twins, the 787, the A350, the A321 XLR on shorter, thin routes, is letting airlines fly people directly from where they are to where they want to go. That's a fundamental shift. Fewer connections, fewer missed bags, Fewer of those soul-crushing layovers in a terminal at 3 in the morning, and it's all driven by engines and airframes that burn less and fly farther than anything that came before them. The Perth to London nonstop was an early signal of that shift. It proved people would happily sit in a tube for 17 hours if it meant skipping a connection. Qantas took that lesson and is now building an entire strategy around it. So when you read a headline that says Qantas killed its famous nonstop, understand what's really happening. They didn't retreat, they're upgrading. The route is a casualty of progress, not failure. And here's the part I find genuinely exciting. We are living through an era where the map of nonstop flying is being redrawn every couple of years. Routes that were physically impossible a decade ago are now ordinary. The list of the world's longest flights gets rewritten constantly. Singapore to New York held the crown for a while. Project Sunrise, when it launches, we'll take it. That's not marketing. That's engineering catching up to ambition. That's the story today. My thanks to Simple Flying for the reporting that laid out the route change and the aircraft strategy behind it. You can always find us at radiohanger.com. The airplane shapes the mission. It always has. Tower, signing off.